Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chukri Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929 is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Don't forget, coming up after the final out of this Braves-Phillies game, which is nearing toward its end, still 8-2 right now, the bad guys over the good guys. We'll have Grant McCulley, Rob Tribble, and myself. We'll get you some post-game action. We'll take your phone calls as well and get your thoughts about what is happening, and nothing has really gone right tonight for the Atlanta Braves. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to the publisher of collegefootballnews.com. Pete Futak is joining us here. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Pete Futak. And listen, Pete, I got to tell you, I am a big fan of collegefootballnews.com. I think it's a great website. I love the way you kind of break everything down. I give you a lot of credit, man. It's one of my, again, when I was doing the college football show, this was always one of my go-to websites. So you guys do a great job over there, and I thank you for joining me on the show tonight.
Hi, thank you for having me. Hi, Pete from Chicago. I have a thought. Maybe if the good guys stop pitching to three, like, what are you doing? The guy's hitting 590 against you or whatever it is, and they keep pitching to Bryce Harper. That's not good.
Yeah, and Pete, it hasn't mattered if it's left-handed, right-handed. He hasn't flinched on anybody. It hasn't matter what hand they throw with.
Oh, there's some stat that I just saw that they put up, something about X amount of at-bats and home runs or whatever. There's like two guys in the history of the game who's done this in the postseason. It's Babe Ruth and Bryce Harper. Now. It's pretty impressive what that team of mashers can do at times. But it's still two games. You know, still got a couple more games in the series.
So. Yeah, it's not over yet, but tonight was definitely, hopefully, not a swing game for this Braves, but we'll see. Pete, let me ask you, let's start locally here with the University of Georgia. Look, if there was a time on Saturday night that Georgia finally looked like Georgia and Carson Beck was getting everything going, that was and look, I don't think that Kentucky was really ever ready for the bright lights, you know, of a game like that, but that was Georgia's kind of coming out party. That felt like Carson Beck and Georgia and everything, they did what they wanted to do and had their way with a 5-0 Kentucky team.
Oh, yeah. And it gets forgotten really fast that last year, at the exact point of the year, what was the conversation? Oh, no, Georgia, you know, they were sluggish. They sleptwalked through Kent State. They don't seem to have it. And then you needed the last gasp drive in Columbia from Stetson Bennett to get by Missouri. And it's like, yup, nope, this is not the same team. And all of a sudden, then the next week, they just throttled it in and just rolled from there. Up until the Ohio State game, they just pretty much destroyed everyone else. So that's the first half of the season. Look, you're breaking in a new starting quarterback. You are breaking in a slew of players. And it's one of those things where, you know, even for the Alabamas and Ohio States of the world, when you send a bunch of players to the NFL every single year, yes, you're replacing them with new great players. And then they're good, but it sometimes takes a little while. Look, Carson, but it is his first time at it. It's not every quarterback comes out and goes, crazy. So the fact that you win games against good teams, in the SEC, I think Auburn's pretty good. I don't think that win was, should have been dogged like it was. And now let's see what they do from here, because this is still one of the three best teams in college football. It's playing fine, and now they get to kick it all in against a really blah SEC this year. So, you're here. You're undefeated. All that matters is you got the zero at the end of that record, and I think Georgia's going to be just fine.
Let's switch over to Georgia Tech. I mean, look, I know Mario Cristobal was, you know, losing his mind, and he doesn't kneel and all this good kind of stuff. But I do want to give Tech's offense, and especially Haynes King, credit, because that even for all the blunders, that's probably not a game that Tech wins over the last couple of years. And I put this on the idea that for the first time in a long time, Tech feels like they have an actual quarterback, not somebody playing the position of quarterback, but I'm talking about a guy who's a legitimate quarterback. And I think that's been the big difference just with the way their offense has looked and the production that they're getting. Just the idea of not just having a great athlete or whatever, but they have an actual quarterback now playing that position.
I'm lazy and haven't looked it up, but now you've kind of made me go do this later. I'm just going to flat out say it, and if I'm wrong, I'll deny I said it. This has to be who's in the history of Georgia Tech had a better start yardage-wise passing the ball.
Oh,
George Godsey. I mean, I'm trying to think who are the past. You know, Joe Hamilton was great, but they certainly didn't wing it like that. I mean, I off the top of my head, I'm sure I'm missing someone totally obvious, but. When have you ever had a quarterback, especially coming off the area? This area, yeah.
My producer just told me that he tied Joe Hamilton's record for the first five games of his career.
Okay, yeah. I mean, even yardage wise, I mean, because mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy. Okay, but that's yeah. I mean, that he's been great, and give a lot of everything can be true at once. By the way, about that Miami game, yes, Miami Cristobal totally melted down. Yes, Georgia Tech came through with – they still had to make the play to win the game. Miami could have stopped them after that fumble. They should have taken knee in the first place, and it shouldn't have happened because Hines was down, and it should not have been ruled a fumble. And the ACC doubled down on it by saying, oh, that was the right call. No, it wasn't. But and at the same time also, give Georgia Tech all the credit because it came into that game against an offense that I think is going to get rolling this week against North Carolina. And after all the defensive problems and all the concerns, they came out and rocked in that game against a really good offense. So now Georgia Tech looks like they're a team that's in the hunt for a bowl game. And for right now, that's good enough.
Pete Futek joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, publisher of College Football News. .com. Does the Big Ten season really get started in 2 weeks when Ohio State and Penn State, I mean, this feels like this what is all going to be determined with the Big Ten about who's going to win this round robin of Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State. So they get started in a couple of weeks. That's when the Big Ten season feels like it's really going to get cranked up.
Oh, this is going to be fun. And I'm hoping, I believe it was 2008 when you had the Big 12 South, where you had Texas, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech, and they all beat each other, and they all tied, and they were the big giant mess at the end where you know they had to figure out who gets to go to play for the Big 12 championship. And then, with Oklahoma and went on and lost to Tebow. And I think we might get that. Penn State's really good. They're going to win one of these two games against Ohio State and Michigan. I do think Michigan is kind of Georgia light in the way that they're not quite playing like they're supposed to, but they're just so freaking talented that it doesn't really matter. And at some point, all that NFL talent is going to kick in, and everyone's disappointed. Everyone's like, oh, what's wrong with this team? And yet they're still killing teams, you know, when they have to. And then Michigan's been flawless. Michigan has been absolutely – they haven't played anybody yet, but the freaking fun stat on them is that they have yet to deal defensively – with the first and goal. They're not giving up anything on defense. They're not screwing up offensively. And so those three, I do think you could get it where you have like a Penn State beating Michigan and Ohio State beating Penn State and then Michigan beating Ohio State. And all of a sudden we're at 11-1 with three teams. Just for the sheer chaos of this to get the expanded college football playoff here faster, that would be a whole lot of fun.
Pete, I guess maybe the only thing I've really gotten right in this college football season so far is I did think that I did predict Florida State would be a playoff team before the start of the season, and so far so good, and getting through that month of September with Clemson and LSU on the schedule. You know, I really think, look, they got Duke in a couple of weeks. That could be a fun game. Miami, I don't know what that's going to be, but I really think that this could end up being one of the few undefeated teams along with Georgia. Like, I could see Georgia and Florida State maybe being, when all is said and done, the only two undefeated teams, you know, outside of maybe if somebody in the Big Ten can beat, you know, those other two behemoths. But I think Florida State is now looking at trying to run the table.
I am on the opposite side in that I screwed it up by thinking they would be 2-2 to start the season.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm still not buying. Like, they're good, but now that we see that LSU has a defense that just decided not to tackle this year, and that was a great win for opening game. LSU kind of screwed that up and should have been up 3 scores in the first half, but they kept dropping passes, and then their defense decided to quit the season in the second half of that. And the Clemson game, if they don't literally drag a kicker off his couch, then Florida State loses that game.
Mm-hmm.
So Clemson's not that good. I'm with you, and you look at the schedule and you're saying, where are the losses? I still think Miami's good. I still think Florida could, you know, I'm speaking of bad calls and bad thoughts. I actually think this Florida team is a whole lot better on the right day. I think they're more like the team that beat Tennessee than the one that got throttled by Kentucky. Again, on the right day, right time, that could be a loss. And let's see what happens when we get to the ACC championship, because in a weird quirk of fate, somehow Florida State, North Carolina, and Louisville do not play each other in any way. So you want to talk about a screwy ending to a season. If you look at Louisville's schedule, find me the sure loss in that. And that's going to be a team that's going to kind of, if they can do that against what they did against Notre Dame the rest of the way, now that Pitt looks like it's not very good and there's a whole lot of other mediocre teams, I am not quite buying that Florida State is this be-all, end-all yet. And if they do get to the college football playoff, God help them if they get the Big Ten champion or Georgia, because I don't think that they're going to be able to get by. It's definitely not Georgia, and maybe not an approved Big Ten champion this year.
Last question for you, Pete. Are we going to get at least two Pac-12 quarterbacks at the Heisman ceremony this year?
So you're out of Caleb, out of Penix, out of Nix, out of Shedeur Sanders. This is fun. I mean, every single week, you know, even, you know, Jaden DeLora, when he's healthy, is kind of fun. Last week he wasn't playing against USC, but then they pop up another quarterback who's good. Uiagalelei hasn't been great, mm-hmm. but he's been good enough at times. Cameron Ward is playing like a first-team Pac-12, all-Pac-12 quarterback at times. So that conference every single week is going to bring it with that. So yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, Caleb Williams is definitely going to be there. And then the winner of this game on Saturday, Bo Nix versus Michael Penix Jr., let's go from there, because you've got to have, at the very least, you're going to get a bunch of top NFL draft picks out of this conference. And you're right. I would put the over-under on 2. Maybe 2.5 if Shedeur Sanders keeps putting up big, big numbers.
He is the publisher of collegefootballnews.com. Pete Futek joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Pete Futek. And Pete, really appreciate the time. Love the website. Thank you so much for a few minutes in Atlanta. And we will certainly chat again with you soon.
And good luck and bless your heart with the next 90 minutes of you get to deal with.
Yeah. All right. Thank you,
I've been
Pete.
There.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. You know, 10-2 right now. How many homers have they hit in this game? I believe it's like, is it 4 or 5? How many home runs in total here? Let's see. 2 for Harper, 2 for Castellanos. Turner's hit one, so that's 5 home runs. Yeah, Marsh has also hit one, so that's 6 home runs. Yeah. Yeah, 10-2 right now. Listen, get it all out of their system. Get it all out of their system right now. All right, when we come back, we'll get to the Falcons flyover as we'll take you up to final out of this game, and then we'll get to Grant McCulley, Rob Tribble, and myself, and we'll do some post-game with you as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.